And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves, and said, Why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence, and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good, but me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Mark 14:1-8. Good morning, friends, each and every one. And we might say a happy new year to all the listeners of the broadcast. It's a real pleasure to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message. We hope that this year may be the very best year of your life. And we hope that we may reach more souls than we've ever reached before, that God's Spirit may move and work upon hearts, and that it may be a great ingathering of souls who need the Lord in these last and trying days. I'd like you to consider this scripture for a few moments. One thing especially about it with which I'm impressed, and that is which says, she hath done what she could. She hath done what she could. This tells me that she exhausted her resources, so to speak. She went the limit. She did what she could. And, of course, this was a very costly investment that she bestowed upon our Lord and Savior just before his death and burial and resurrection. And I don't know if she knew this. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. But Jesus knew it, and he said this of her, which has been repeated down through the years: she hath done what she could. Isn't that a question worth asking ourselves from time to time? Have we really done what we could? Have you ever noticed when a loved one dies, or a relative, or a friend, or someone that you know, might be an enemy even? Have you ever asked yourself a question? Has it ever occurred to you, have I really done all I could? Did I do all that I could have done to point them to the Lord? Was there something more that I could have said or done for them? Have I really done my best? Now, it's a very satisfying thought to think, well, yes, I did. I witnessed for the Lord. I spoke to them. I was kind to them. But think how different you would feel if someone leaves and you feel that you've neglected to do what you really should have done. It leaves you with a bad feeling, a guilty feeling. And so, of course, you can ask the Lord to forgive you and help you to do better next time. But as we go through life, dear ones, this is a question we should ask ourselves time after time. Am I really doing what I could? Am I using what I have on hands? Now, there was another widow in the Bible that Jesus mentioned. He was sitting there by the treasure where the rich folks were casting in their money. And here came this widow woman, and she cast in two mites, I believe it was. And he said, "You look here, this woman has cast in more than all the rest of them. For they cast in of their abundance, but said she has cast in all the living that she had." She's done what she could. Don't you know, it was a satisfying thought that night when that widow woman went to bed, and she thought about the day, and she remembered how she had given all to the work of the Lord. It must have been a satisfying thought as she lay down to rest that night. Her conscience, no doubt, was at ease, and I believe she had faith in God, and I believe that she was looking to the Lord to take care of her, and I believe God did take care of her, dear ones. I believe God rewarded her for giving all that she had. She did what she could. There was another experience in the Bible that I'm reminded of. Jesus had gone up into the mountains to teach the people and, of course, to heal the sick and all. And so he asked, Jesus did, asked Philip, says, how are we going to feed all these people? You know, just real seriously like. Of course, he knew what he was going to do. Philip didn't know. Well, Philip says, I sure don't know. Why, just think how much it would take to buy just for each one have a little bite. Well, Andrew says, there's a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? John 6:9. Well, he had an inspiring thought, didn't he? Look, here's a boy that's got 5 barley loaves. Now, this would be one time they'd be eating health food, wouldn't it? 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But, just think, what would they be among so many? Well, dear ones, I like to think that this young lad, this young boy, did what he could. I don't believe that he intended to share that lunch with anyone else when he came up there to follow Jesus. Maybe his mother thought, well, we'll fix a little lunch here for my son as he leaves out today. Don't know just when he'll be back and he'll have something to eat. Well, he did. He had it, but then here, I don't know whether it was Andrew or Philip or Jesus or, well, probably one of the disciples, came to him and said, say, would you let us have your lunch to feed the multitude with? Now, just think what thoughts would go through his mind in a case like that. My lunch? Why, man, I didn't bring food up here for everybody. I just brought food for myself. But no, he didn't say that. He just passed it on, and here they came with that little sack, that little lunch. I don't know how it was prepared, whether they had a wrapper or a sack or something, but here they came with that lunch pail or whatever. They brought those 5 barley loaves and the 2 small fishes to Jesus. Well, dear ones, something marvelous happened there that day. In fact, 5,000 people, 5,000 people ate after Jesus had blessed the food and passed it out. And you know what happened after that? Then he says, well, gather up the scraps, the fragments. Don't let anything be lost. And they gathered up 12 baskets of the scraps of food. All because this one little boy did what he could. I like the way he did that. Listen to this poem, The Best We Can. When things don't go to suit us, why should we fold our hands and say no use in trying? Fate baffles all our plans. Let not your courage falter. Keep faith in God and man. And to this thought be steadfast. I'll do the best I can. If clouds blot out the sunshine along the way you tread, don't grieve in hopeless fashion and sigh for brightness fled. Beyond the cloud the sunlight shines in the eternal plan. Trust that the way will brighten and do the best you can. Away with vain repinings, sing songs of hope and cheer, till many a weary comrade grows strong of heart to hear. He who sings over trouble is the wisest man. He can't help what has happened, but does the best he can. So if things won't go to suit us, let's never fume and fret. For finding fault with fortune ne'er mended matters yet. Make the best of whate'er happens. Bear failure like a man. And in good or evil fortune, do just the best you can. I think that's a good policy. I hope it'll be your policy and mine as we begin this new year, that it may be a real fruitful year for Christ and for souls because we do what we can for Him. Now, there was a time when the Lord called upon Moses to go and deliver the children of Israel from their problems and troubles. And why, he says, how will they believe? How will they accept? And what shall I tell them and all? And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. That's over in Exodus 4:2. Well, you know, the Lord took that rod and used it for a marvelous, miraculous thing to prove that God did send him. In fact, He just told Moses to throw the rod down. It became a serpent. And he said, well, take it by the tail. And he picked it up, and it turned back into a rod again. If God gets his hands on what we have, don't you see? This is the thing that makes the difference, is putting it into God's hand. Dear one, there are folks who would say, oh, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that for the work of the Lord. Oh, how I would give and do if I had thus and so and so. It isn't what you do not have that counts. It is what are you doing with what you do have. This would be according to your talents. It would be according to our finances. It'd be whatever we have. What are we doing with it? I know right in my own shop here, I have a certain cabinet that has a drawer in it, and when I need something fixed or mended, I just go start looking in that drawer to see, now what do I have that I can use? And it's surprising sometimes what I come up with. Dear ones, may this year be your best year for God, because you and I do what we can for Him. Our Father, take the words out of the message today and bless it to the good of every heart. And for that which is accomplished, we'll surely give you the praise in Jesus' name. And so, our time has slipped away from us so quickly. Thank you for listening. God bless and keep you until we meet again. And may He be with you throughout the new year. This is Willie Murphy wishing you a very happy new year and saying a cheerful goodbye.